And the lesson that we're going to do today is lesson number 81, called Washing the Face with the Feet. So it's perfect for you with your hips. You're going to love it. So first of all, just take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning, today. And pay attention to how first your head is resting on the floor and then your shoulder blades. How your mid-back and lower back is resting. And then notice how your pelvis and your legs are lying on the floor. And really notice, before we get started, the area that we call the hip joint. So if you're not sure where that is, it's on the front part of you. Often people think that they touch out to the side, that that's their hip. But your hip joint is actually, if you go to bend your knee, is on the front here. And you kind of get like dimples. Okay, so if you bend your knee and lift it up, you'll feel that's really where the hip joint is. Okay, so as you're lying there, you know, once you've kind of checked that out, just take a moment to really notice if there's any tightness there. Does one side feel different than the other side? And what's also very important to begin to notice is that if you feel, let's say, one inner hip joint area feels tight, kind of take your mind then to the buttocks area on that side. And notice if there's a similar response in the buttocks. So if there is more tension or tightness on one side, does it kind of wrap around and it kind of encompasses that whole pelvic butt hip region? Now, as you continue to lie on your back, begin to do a movement with your right leg. So your legs are long. You want to keep your legs long. Begin to do a movement with your right leg. And we'll say we'll start the movement with your right big toe. Is just think of turning the whole leg a little bit inward and a little bit outward. That's it. It's just kind of like you're just exploring. And so feel, just from this movement, what happens up inside the right hip joint. And really make it effortless. So in a sense, the smaller you go, the better. Nice, Howard. Yeah, so the smaller you go and the slower, the more you feel what's really happening in that hip joint. Good. Now go to the left leg and foot. And again, do the same small movement. You know, we're so used to making a big movement. We think if we do bigger, it's better. But it's actually harder to feel. So if you do a really big movement, it's hard to feel what's happening in the hip joint. So if you make it smaller and slower, you really feel the turning of the leg inside the hip joint. That's nice, Howard. Good. So just from those two movements, what further did you discover about the difference between the right leg and the left? And then just let that go and rest. So just keep in mind throughout the lesson that if you stay along doing things in the simpler, smaller range, you're going to get more out of it than trying to push through things, okay? So in saying that, I'm going to have you come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with your legs long out in front of you. And your name is?
Nancy.
Nancy, I think I've met you before. I'm going to have you take off your glasses, though. Just put your glasses. Yeah, because you don't need them. And then lean on your hands behind you, but it's always best to have your fingers pointed forward. And spread your knees apart so your legs are wide apart. I should say spread your legs, not your knees. There you go. Sorry about that. And then begin to do a movement now with the right leg. Very similar to what we just did, is you're going to turn the right leg out and start to bend the right heel towards the left knee. So bring the right heel along the floor. So your right knee goes to the outside, right? The only way you can bring the sole of the right foot in is you got to let the knee bend out. So Howard, you're just like this, right? Just think it out, right? You're going to drag the right heel up towards your crotch and then lengthen the right heel away from you, okay? And do that several times. So as soon as you first turn your leg out, and then you want to bring, Nancy, you want to bring the heel more into your crotch. Yeah, right? We all used to sit crisscross, applesauce, Indian style, right? But this is just one leg. That's it. And then straighten it back out. And just continue to do that. And what's really important is to feel the relationship between your right foot, your right knee, and your hip joint. That's it, Howard. Good. And can your right knee rest on the floor out to the side? Or what holds it back? Right? Good. Now, the next time that you bring it up towards your crotch, keep it there. We'll add a variation in. It's not part of the lesson. That's it. Now, with your left leg, bring your left foot to stand. So bend your left knee. That's it. Now, use your left foot to push into the floor, kind of rock your pelvis over to the right, and see if that helps bring the right knee to the floor. And go back. So do that a couple times, and then it's kind of like a game that you can play with yourself here, is can you then keep the right knee down and then slowly bring your pelvis back down? And then you feel what needs to occur. It's very deep muscles crossing through the groin. You feel that? But this is a safe way that you use your pelvis to go back and forth, so you never want to put your knee in a position of straining something, but you can use your pelvis to help open those muscles and ligaments up. Has everybody got that? That's it, Tomoko. So you come all the way over and then try to keep the knee down and then take the pelvis back. That's it, Howard. So this is perfect for you. Yeah. So it helps you understand what is pulling the knee up. What muscles deep, and they're often more deep in the groin than you think. Okay, and then come back to your legs straight out in front of you. And now let's just revisit a couple times, spread the legs wide again, and go back to bringing the right knee towards your crotch, still the right leg. Go back to your right, yeah, bend your right knee out and just see if it's a little easier. And does the knee come down closer to the floor now? Something a little easier? Yeah, good. Okay, now let's go to the left leg. So again, it's best if your legs are spread apart, wide, and now you start to externally rotate, right? You turn the left leg out, and then you start to draw the left heel up towards your crotch. And just notice what this side is like. So Howard, it's easier on this side, isn't it?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah, it is. But then that's always important to ask yourself, huh, why is it easier on this side? Yeah, it's easier, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm higher, though. My knee stays off higher.
Go back to the other side. Now that's higher. I think, no?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm right-bodied, so it might make more sense then.
Yeah, see how that drops? There's a little extra, like, ching. So then the next time that you bring, and was it the left hip for you?
Yes.
Okay.
The one that I had.
You're doing great. So the next time you bring the left leg up, stay there. Bring the right foot to standing. right? And then you push the right foot into the floor and rock your pelvis over to the left so that the left knee comes down. Just go back and forth so that you use your pelvis to bring the knee down. And then you see, so Nancy, bring your left foot to stand, or your right foot to standing.
Oh.
Yeah, and rock the pelvis over to the left. So not the knee, the pelvis. So let your whole pelvis come over towards me. Don't look at somebody, listen. So bring your pelvis over here, that's it. So you rock your pelvis over to the left, but you keep that right knee standing. Right, so now you feel how the left knee comes down to the floor, and then you see if, well, can I keep it down, and then take the pelvis back. It's not going to happen all at once. But like I said, it's kind of like a game you can play in time, but you'll see by the end of the lesson, it'll be so much easier. Very nice. So this is a great way for you to work with, Maggie, your hips. An easy way. Okay, and let it go and rest on your back. Yeah, this is always the best part. And roll to your side and come up to sitting again. And if you can, again, lean on the hands behind you. So Maggie, see, is it hard there? Is that hard on your wrists? Okay. Spread your legs wide apart, like a big V. There you go. Okay. So now this time we're going to do both heels at the same time. So you're going to start to, you turn the legs out, and then as you do, you bring the soles of the heels, that's it, together. And then you take them apart again. So you now see why you need to lean on the hands a little bit. So just go through that. And I know the carpet's a little hard. But the next phase is that as Maggie's already doing it, which is great, is to make it a little easier with the carpet or the mats. And you can turn yourself, too, around if the mat's bothering you. Yeah, there you go. So if that helps... Yeah, the carpet sometimes. But the next piece is, can you start to lift the legs? So as you bring them in, you lift them. So the knees are always staying wide out, and so that you end up having your feet lifted, and then you lower them down and spread them apart. And then you bring the heels in and then lift them up. That's it. And then go back down and then straighten them. So you bring the heels, it's the same movement, and now Howard, lift the legs up. That's it, so you've got to lean back on the hands. So see if you can lift both feet up, there, and back down. Good, and now straighten them out, and then go through that same thing again. So that at this very last moment, you lift the legs up. So see if you can round in your back to lift the legs up. That's it, good. And then spread them apart again, and then pause here. Okay, and now let's just do the right leg. So start to bend just your right knee in, sorry, your right foot in, and your knee out. And now can you lift the right leg? And could you think of making a circle with your right knee? So keep the foot in, and just make a circle with the entire leg. Don't change where the foot is, that's it. But think of making a circle. That's it, Tomoko. So the circle becomes more in the pelvis, right? So you have this, it's like if you're here's my arm, right? So then you're going to make a circle. You don't change where the foot is or anything, but it's about the hip joint. So if there was a pen or a pencil on the end of your right knee, you're going to make a circle, and you keep the whole leg up in the air. So remember the earlier movement we did with the opposite side of the pelvis, right? So we got to do the same thing. You're holding your breath. So, okay, everybody pause. You guys are, listen to the words. Looking around is not a good thing. Close your eyes and just listen to what I say. You're going to bend your right heel into your crotch. And now you're going to keep that position. And then when you begin to lift the entire right leg, staying in that position, you need to bring more weight onto the left side. Right? And you start to kind of make a circle with the left side of your pelvis. There you go. That's it. That's it. Make it bigger now. So, huh?
Are we lifting?
Yes, you keep the whole right leg lifted in this funky position. So the bigger that you make the circle in the pelvis, the better. Because it's not about the right leg. It's about making a circle. That's it, Cindy, in your whole pelvis. Okay, let it go and rest it. And lie on your back and rest. That felt hard, huh? Okay. We'll get to easy. Okay, so think about what we just did, and we're going to do it on the other side. So we're going to imagine it first. So I want you to just, in your mind's eye, begin to see yourself in the seated position with you leaning on your hands behind you. And then you're going to see yourself bending the left heel in towards your crotch so your left knee is wide open, out to the left. And then as you lean on your hands and lift the entire left leg, to have that leg make a circle, it's really the right side of the pelvis that you're weight bearing on. You're making a circle with the whole pelvis. Because if you try to make the circle just with the left leg, it's totally exhausting. But if you think of the left leg as connected to the pelvis, you've got much more power in it. It's easier, it's lighter. Okay, so let's go ahead and come up to sitting. Spread your legs apart. Lean on your hands behind you with your fingers forward. And let your whole wrist be down. So there you go. And then bend your left sole of the foot in towards your crotch. And again, think about it, right? You want to lift that entire left leg so the weight comes onto the right side of the pelvis. There you go, Maggie. And then you start to make a circle, right? So think of the whole pelvis making a circle. That's it. And it sounds easy, but for some of you, the tendency is to stay over on the left side, right? Even though you're trying to lift the left leg. It's like so how can you lift the left leg if you're hanging out on the left side? It's pretty hard. So you got to get into the right side of the pelvis, right? Exactly. It's about the pelvis. That's it. Now, can you change the direction of the circle? Let's spread your legs a little wider and see if you can just let this leg relax. Yeah, so. That's there. See? It's that versus if this doesn't move.
Yeah, just the hip joint.
It's this? Yeah, good. Okay, rest on your backs again. And as you take a moment to really rest, observe your breath and your breathing. So, if your breath is really large right now, that's probably an indication that you're holding your breath a little bit. So this next time when we come up to sitting, I'd like you to draw some attention onto your breath and your breathing. So you make sure that you're breathing before we go in to start to move. Okay, so roll to a side, come up to sitting. Your legs are spread wide apart again. Okay? And this time you're only going to lean on your left hand. Remember, your fingers are forward. The reason for that is so that the elbow can bend. And now bend your right leg, back to the right leg, in. And you're going to take your right hand and it's going to come underneath your right foot. So come underneath, scoop under. So come into the crotch and go in the crotch. Where's your crotch? And come underneath to get a hold of the foot. There you go. There you go. Okay. Now in this position, you're going to begin to lift your right leg and think about bringing the right sole of your foot up towards your face. Right? Remember the lesson title? We're going to wash our face with our feet. Hopefully if we have clothes. And he's like, my feet aren't too clean for this today. So it's just the idea. So one of the things you need to do is really lean on the left hand behind you. So you, the more you round back, and this is a lot about taking your pelvis back and your ribs back, you can bring the foot up. That's it, Nancy. So this hand's too close to you. There's nowhere you can go. So in here, round there. I think this can come up.
Oh, okay.
And then go back down. And then round there. That's the idea. And then when you come back up to sitting, I want you to bring your belly forward and sit tall. Push your belly. That's it. And put the leg down. So you round back. And then when you put the foot back down, you push your belly out. That's it, Maggie, and get tall. That's it. And then just notice if your right foot is coming a little closer, that's it, Howard, to the left side of your face or the right side of your face. That's it. You're doing great, Howard. If that's all you can do, and then put it back down. That's it. And then sit tall, a little more tall. There you go. And then round back again. Good. Now, the next time you come to sitting, stay there for a moment, and you're now going to take your left hand, place it behind your head. Okay, so this time, you're going to actually round forward, bend forward. So can you take your head down towards your right foot? And then could you lift the right foot at the very end and could they come towards each other? We're getting closer. And you can always let your left knee bend to the outside. Okay, so if you let your left knee bend a little bit to the outside, it makes it easier, right? You don't want to lock, so to speak, your left knee. So you take your head, you fold down, and it's like you're, I don't know why I think of a clam or a mussel, but I do. It's like you're bringing the two parts of the shell together, right? If you were a clam or a mussel, you're closing up. That's it. So you're lowering your head using your left arm, and at the same time, you're lifting the right foot. So they're coming towards each other, and then come back to the starting position. So you sit up tall, and then you fold again. Make sure you're breathing. That's it. And when you're folding, so, okay, this knee I want, yeah, just do that. There you go. Because I'm worried that you're pulling too much here and you're not rounding back here.
Rock back.
Yeah. And then sit up tall. And don't let go of that foot, though. That's, yeah. And then, so, yeah, sit up tall with holding that foot. And then round again. But you round. That's better. Good. Good. Okay, and then let go of your head for a moment and bring your left hand now down with your right. So both hands are underneath your right foot. And now you're going to start to slide your right foot, in a sense, away from you. And as you do that, your arms are pulled with the right foot. So as if you're going to lengthen, and you come underneath, and you're just going to slide and lengthen your right leg away from you. You can do it in the air or do it on the floor. So take your head down so it pulls your whole body forward. And then come back. So, yeah, my preference is if you can do it on the floor. So lower down. There you go. And that's it, Tomoko. Take your whole head down. So feel how the foot pulls the arms. That's it, Maggie. That's it. And then you come back up. Beautiful. And then do that again. Feel that. That's nice, Cindy. Really good. Good. And now, as you come back up to sitting, pause for a second, a moment. And now the right hand is going to come underneath the right knee, and you're going to keep your left hand underneath the right foot. So it's almost like a baby. And you're going to cradle your right leg. So lift it up, and then you're going to move it a little bit to the left and to the right. Just feel how easy you can swing this leg now. Look for the lightness. So again, you should have your weight on the left side of the pelvis, right, so that you can swing the right leg. Yeah? Now, can you start to make a circle? So that, just think in front of you, you're going to make this circle happening with the entire right leg. That's it, Tomoko. That's it, Cindy. And you can, at one moment, you can even start to lengthen out the right foot and the right leg if you want, and then bring it back in. That's it, Maggie. There you go. And are you breathing? I feel like today we're not breathing. Is it me? Okay, I'll breathe. Must be me. So where's the instructor? Now change the circle. That's nice, Howard. Yeah. I know, that's kind of weird, isn't it, to change the circle in your pelvis. That's it. Go the other way. Good. Okay. Lower the leg and let it rest. Spread them long. Go back to your first position of the legs long, leaning on the hands behind you. And now let's just do one or two movements of bringing the right sole of the foot in towards your crotch and letting the knee be open. Ha! How's that now?
Better.
Right? What happened? Not good? Straighten it out again. So most of you, it's almost touching now. Isn't that better, Maggie? Yeah. Good. Okay, rest on your back. So what's important that I'd really like you to take away from that we just did, is that there is a place for stretching, and stretching is very important. But what we end up doing in here is more movements, right? So the more that we did movements with both sides of the hip joints in the pelvis and movement with the pelvis, right? We went forward and back and we did all these different movements with the body. It's from the movements that freedom starts to occur in a joint like that. But again, it's a different lens than stretching. Does that make sense? So you actually really need both, right? There's times where stretching is really important too, but we're really not stretching here. We're moving. We're creating a movement with ourselves. And when the movement occurs in all these different parts of ourselves, that creates freedom in joints in the skeletal system. Does that make sense to everybody? The way I'm saying it? Yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. So, I guess, and another way to say it is that you need both, right? So you need the freedom of stretching muscles and ligaments and tendons, as well as skeletal movement, to have the greatest freedom in your body. Does that make sense?
That's good.
So, I think it's just good to have that clarity. And so like things like yoga and Pilates, you get more stretching, but they don't really deal with skeletal movement. And in here, we're dealing a lot more with the skeletal movement. But you really need both. Because you can be either skeletally fixed and tight or muscularly tight, right? Or both. Well, and so that's why I'm saying if you're both, you need a little bit of both, right? You need, and but what is really useful about Feldenkrais and coming to these classes is that once you get freedom in the skeleton first, it's so much easier to stretch. But if you don't have the skeletal freedom and then you're trying to stretch, it's really hard because it feels like it's all in the muscles, right? But if you have the joint mobility, it just takes a lot of pressure off the muscles. Does that make sense? So they go hand in hand. Yeah. Okay, so let's come back up to sitting. Spread our legs wide apart. And we're going to bend the left heel in, right? And then we're going to scoop under with our left hand. So you come in from the crotch and get a hold of the left foot. You're going to lean just on your right hand. And then we just lifted and lowered. Start with that, lifting and lowering the left leg. And so what you first should feel and start to do is that you want to round in your pelvis and your back. That's it. Right, so can you bring the foot up higher, right? Because we want to wash our face with the left foot. So you really want to think of your foot coming up. That's it. And the other great thing about this work is that if you notice, it's so much already easier on this side because we already did the other side. Good. That's it, Cindy. And now, let's, very nice, Nancy. You're getting the idea of that folding, being a clam. Now let's put the right hand behind our head. And we're going to start to, again, you're going to fold your head forward. You're going to take your head towards your left foot and your left foot towards your face. And really think about your back rounding. And that, see if, Tomoko, you can come a little bit more behind you. So let the pelvis, that's it. And let those ribs come back. That's it. So the more you can let the lower ribs come behind you, you won't feel a strain in your neck. So it's real important not to pull on your neck. So it's almost like you're curling your tailbone underneath, right? It's another way of saying it. And hopefully everybody knows that's it, where the ribs are. Good. That's it, Howard. Good. And make sure that, again, you're breathing. So you would take a breath in the kind of pause position. And then as you fold, you want to fold as you exhale. Good. Okay, now, then we brought down your right hand so that both hands were underneath your left foot. And you're going to lift it up and bring it towards your face and lower it back down. That's it. That's it, Maggie. That's huge for you with your hip. That's great. The more that you can just pretend, Maggie, as if there's no difference. Just tell yourself there's no difference.
My operated hip is not my good hip.
Often that's the case. You know, it's really interesting how compensations and the body responds to so many things. That's it. So that's it. The face is getting closer. Some of you are touching your head. It is. I know. You thought that this was an illusion when we started. That's it. Good. And now the next time you put it down, you're still going to hold underneath, but you're going to slide your left leg along the floor. So now what you do is you're still doing a folding motion, but you're going forward. Right? So your leg slides away from you, and just let the leg drag the arms, right? It pulls the arms and the head and the whole back. It's really, and so this is a much more effective way to actually think of stretching muscles. Because you're both using the skeletal system and the muscles. so they get the experience of being shortened and then lengthened. Really nice. Nice, Nancy. That's it. Good. That's it, Howard. And each time you just see if you can go a little further. You're doing great. Just everybody's at their own place, and that's the other thing that is so wonderful about these lessons is that it doesn't matter. Everybody, there's no goal, but it's everybody at their own place, their own speed. Nice. And then the next time that you come up, you're going to now bring your left hand to come underneath the outside of your left knee and still have your right hand underneath the left foot. And then you're going to lift the whole leg up. I don't know why I think of a baby, but I do. And then you're going to start to swing the left leg first, left and right, so you can feel how you've got to come over onto your right sit bone. You got to get over there. Isn't it interesting how that's the harder to get over there? It's easier for you, Maggie, to get over to the other side. You're doing good. So, Howard, really think about shifting. Do you feel how that's it? So this is the common thing, is that you're lifting this leg, yet your weight's still over there. So I want you to come over here, and you can let this knee bend. Let this leg, that's it. If you want to let this leg bend, that's it. Whatever it takes to come over here, that's it. There. And even maybe let's put this hand over here. And you just do it, that's it, like that. There. That makes me happier. Because that's the peace that I want you to feel, is in your pelvis. That's it. And then we started to make circles, remember? And the circle's happening with your pelvis. It's not just in the hip joint. That is so nice, Cindy. It's like being a Weeble's Wobble, right? Tomiko, remember those? I had those. Did you guys have those? Those little hard, like kind of little hard things that would tip over. They're kind of like bowling pins. And they'd knock over and come back up. And now change the direction of the circle. I know that gets a little harder. It's interesting how one direction. Good. Make sure you're still breathing. Nice. Good. And then just let it go. Straighten both legs out in front of you. Spread them apart. And then let's just go back to sliding the left heel in towards your crotch. Just see how the knee is now. That's better. Good. And now let's see if you can alternate them. So once bring the left foot in, and then you straighten it, and then bring the right foot in. Just see how we're doing. And now let's go back to bringing both feet in and lifting both feet up towards your face. That's it. That's getting lighter and easier. That's it, Maggie. That's it. And put them back down. Good. Okay. Good. Let's rest on your back. We'll come back to that in a minute. So let's continue on your back for a moment. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And then from there, bring your legs up into your chest. And as you do that, bring the feet together and let your knees spread apart. Yeah, exactly. Great. And now in that position, can you start to lift the legs up over towards the direction of your head? That's it. So it's kind of like a froggy position or something. So, and if you want to use your hands on the floor alongside you, but it's like if you're going to swing your legs over, but you still want to keep your knees wide and your feet together, or your, yeah. So how can you lift the pelvis up? That's it. That's it, Maggie. And if that's it, Tomoko, so you can use some momentum. There you go. See if you can get your legs all the way up over towards your head so your pelvis is up. That's it, Cindy. And even if your knees come a little bit together, then once they're over you, spread the knees apart and then come back down into your back. And start to go back and forth a few times so that's it. You can use some momentum. That's it, Cindy. But really, really think of rounding through the mid part of your back. Get soft there. Knees are wide. That's it, Maggie. That's it, Cindy. Good. Okay. And then the next time that the legs maybe come down, maybe you can come all the way up to sitting. So just you can use some momentum. Come up to sitting, knees wide, feet together, lean on the hands behind you. And now lift both the feet up in the air and lower them back down. That's it. Now is that getting lighter and easier? And round yourself back when you lift the legs, right? And then you sit tall when you put the feet back down. So round and then get tall. That's it, Nancy. And then round and then get tall. Good. Now place the feet down, and now this time you're going to come underneath the right foot to get a hold of the right foot and then the left foot as well. So you come from inside and scoop under both feet. Perfect. And then you lift the legs up in the air like Maggie's doing because you're going to, and you start to lift them up and then fold them back down. And if you fall, which is rolling onto your back, that's fine. And then you just roll back up because that's eventually where we're going to head. So it's okay to roll back onto your back. There you go. And then come back up and then fold them together. There, and sit tall. And then round back, lengthen, spread the legs up in the air, roll onto your back. That's it, Tomoko. And then come back to sitting. Soles of the feet together, knees wide. That's it, Cindy. There you go. It's fun. We're missing Jolie today with our cookies afterwards and our Kool-Aid. She always wants in her blankie nap time afterwards. That's it. That's it. Really nice. Good. Okay, and rest on your back.
That's not going to happen for me.
See if you can just roll onto your back, and there you go, and then go from and let go, and then just rest. Beautiful. Just you can let it go and rest your legs. We'll come back to it, Howard. Okay, roll to your side and come up to sitting again, your legs long, spread apart. And let's go back to the first movement of just bending your right foot in towards your crotch, the right knee out to the side. That's it. First, just do that movement a couple times and see how that is. That's it. And see if that knee can lie down on the side. And then do you remember the next movement we did is keeping the right leg like that as you bent the left foot and brought it up to standing, right? So that you could use that foot and leg to bring your pelvis, now the weight over more to the right side, and really get that right knee all the way down. And then start to make a circle with your pelvis. That's it. Nancy, see if you can bring this left foot a little bit. Yeah, give yourself a little bit. You're so there. Give yourself a little bit more room to move. There you go. Let's see if this can. There. There. That's the idea. So your knee comes up and down, and then you look for the timing. Can that right knee stay out to the side and not come up at all? So you do as much of the circle with the pelvis. That's beautiful, Maggie. So that you kind of leave the right hip joint out of the equation, right? So that the knee stays down the whole time. And then change the circle. Really push the belly forward and round back. Really, it's kind of like you're ironing out your butt. All on that. Yeah? Right? Isn't it? So you can feel all these deep muscles in there. Good. Okay, come back to center. Keep the right foot in. Okay, lengthen your left leg. And now let's come back to using your right hand to scoop under the right foot and lift it up again. If you want to do both hands, or yeah, you can lean on the left hand would be best. Yeah. And go ahead and bring the right foot, right leg up towards your face. See if that's getting better. Is it getting closer? Some of you can touch. And if you like the option better of bringing your left hand behind your head, or you can use both hands with the right foot. So we went through all these different variations, and I'm going to let you pick whichever one, or if you want to try a few on your own. So you can always bring the left hand behind your head, or still lean on the left hand, or bring the left hand with your right foot. But whatever you're doing, you really feel that you're rounding and then arching, getting tall again in your back. So you really fold in your ribs and your spine. That's it. So look how close they are. For most of you, you're able to touch, yeah?
I'm with you, Harry. Don't worry.
Me three.
You guys are so much closer, though, yes? Right? It seemed really, really, like, impossible. Some people can put their foot behind their head. I think I had mentioned that when I taught this class before. That's what my daughter used to do when she was real little. She'd sit on the couch and have her feet wrapped behind her head. Up in there, and she was happy as could be. I know. That's it. So if you can touch, it's a great, yeah, great feeling. Good. Okay. Let it go and rest on your back. Now let's just do the left side. So we'll roll to your side, come up to sitting again. Have your legs long spread apart. And just start with the first movement of bending the left foot out and the left heel, I should say, in towards your crotch and your left knee out. See how that's going. That's it. And then the next time that you bring the left foot in, keep it there, right? And then bring the right foot to a standing position so you can start to make a circle with your pelvis. And you bring all your weight over to that left side of your pelvis. So you're circling around deep in your buttocks there. And really, it should feel really good. And you really, you know, if there was to be a goal, is really work. I don't want to use the word work, but attempt to have the left knee stay out towards the floor, on, you know, be on the floor. So as much as possible. So you really can utilize that right foot to bring your pelvis way over as much as you need to. And the circle can kind of be up in the air, right? So whatever it takes to keep that left knee down. And then you change the direction of the circle. Make sure you're breathing. Good. And then come back to straightening the right leg so it's long, keeping your left leg bent in, and you scoop your left hand under your left foot, and you lean on the right hand, and you start to lift the left foot. And again, the options are is you can lift the left foot now with both hands or just the left hand. You can place the right hand behind your head and fold yourself together, or you can just lean on the right hand. So each variation teaches your body something a little different. So that's why we do so many variations here. And something for you to think about is, why is one variation easier for you than another? So for some of you, it might be the easiest to use both hands with the foot. So it's just something to think about, like, huh, why is that? Or why is it easier if I put one hand behind my head? Really good. Good. Okay. And let it go and rest on your back. So just take a moment and observe how you're lying there and breathing. We're going to do just one last movement. Notice how your pelvis now is resting on the floor. How it feels in the lower back and those lower ribs. And let's just go back to the very first movement I had you do, which was, we started with the right foot, and I just had you very simply turn the right foot a little bit in, a little bit out. So, not sliding it up, remember, just the turning. So just turn, think of your right big toe turning out and then turning in, but the whole leg is turning. So several things to look for, but see if it feels lighter, easier, smoother, how the quality's different, the range is different. And if you really pay attention, you'll feel that you can do a much smaller, simpler movement, yet the range in a sense is bigger, and the fluidity is so much clearer, right? So there's an ease now where it might have felt kind of like work before. It's not so hard now. And hopefully how it's feeling deep inside the hip joint is just really smooth. Like, wow, this joint turns a lot. There's a lot of movement there. And how that facilitates the right knee, the right foot, the ankle, all that. So, and that this is like a really important movement. We're going to keep working with this stuff leading into ski season. That makes sense? Okay, and then let that go and let's go to the left leg. So again, the slower and more simple you can make it, the movement. It's not about being big or fast. But that really now you have this clarity how the whole leg moves deep inside the hip joint. And at least for me, what I enjoy the most is this level of fluidity. Because it just feels so effortless when the fluidity is there, right? Does that make sense? It's smooth and... So when movements aren't fluid, there's effort involved. We try to force them to happen. And then feel that relationship between the hip joint and the knee and the ankle. And if there was a big difference between the two legs in the beginning, if that now has changed and they feel a lot more similar. Good. And even if you want to do, like Tomoko's doing a nice movement, if you want to do both legs now at the same time, both turn in and both turn out. Or you can take both left and both right, which would be like skiing. So you have them both go the same direction. That's it, like windshield wipers. And if you do the windshield wipers, this will be just a little hint you can think about for skiing, is that you really want the movement to come from then higher up in the pelvis. So you really want the knees to be completely mimicking themselves. But if one knee turns in more than the other, you're overturning in one hip joint. Does that make sense? So if you think of like maybe instead of the feet, but the knees is like the beginning of the windshield wipers, and so that your knees really stay parallel. So it means in the pelvis, there's a bigger turn, not so much individually in the hip joint. Because that can really throw you off. That's often what people do is they overturn in one of the hip joints. So it makes one knee turn in more than the other. I hope my language is making sense. Yeah. Good. Okay. Let it go and just rest. It's like I saw a guy running like that this morning. It was fascinating how he was running. But he wasn't using his left hip at all. So he was basically swinging the lower leg, like the lesson we did last week, the entire lower leg around the upper part of the leg to step. It's quite fascinating the things that our bodies can create when there's a drive to do something, a certain sport, our bodies will find a way to do it. It's pretty amazing. Okay, so taking your time, go ahead and roll to one of your sides and come up to sitting and then standing, and we'll see how you all feel from standing from this lesson.